Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette PD have confirmed that a woman reported missing on Friday has been found safe. Shauna Wichorek had last been seen by her family early Wednesday morning. She is now home safe. The man accused of shooting at his friend has been acquitted of all charges. According to the news record, the heart of the trial was whether Peter Maynard had acted in self-defense when he shot at his friend, Joshua Vavage. A Campbell County man at the center of a series of shooting incidents last summer has been found guilty of aggravated assault and battery and felon in possession of a firearm. The news record reports Devon M. Wyckoff has been sentenced to prison for 6 to 10 years for the assault charge and 2 to 3 years for the second offense. He was given just over a year's credit for time served and will serve his sentences concurrently. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The revised master plan for Gillette Pathways is almost ready to go to the City Council for approval. The news record reports it's been almost a year since Gillette residents gave input on the city's network of pathways. City engineer Joe Schoen says the city is in the final review process. The plan gives the city a roadmap of what the next priorities of the city of Gillette are and what projects need to be planned next. The master plan will hopefully guide the city for the next 5 to 10 years. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man who drove off with an 18-wheeler owned by the company that fired him. Liberty Oilfield Services said the man unhooked the trailer from the semi and drove off, calling the company's office in Texas, saying he was headed to New Mexico. The 2020 Freightliner is worth about $160,000. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.